Y'all ready? Welcome to our Wednesday, October the 31st, 2018 regular session of Commissioners Court. Commissioner Burka couldn't be here today, so we will excuse him. We'll begin this morning. I'll give an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could all be here together. We're thankful for those in attendance and for the Commissioners Court. We pray that thy spirit will be here with us, guide us, help us make good decisions for our county. Ask thee to watch over all of those first responders who protect us here at home and those who serve in the military abroad to protect our freedoms. Watch over those and help those that vote that they will study the issues and make their decisions as best they can as they vote. We're thankful for thy son Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B, are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D is budget amendments. We don't have any today. Item E is accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F are auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, executed contract for court collection services and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
They're recorded. Given a week early. We had it out there a week early.
Look at the August date. I think it was on the 16th. The date's wrong, I think. I thought that's what I found.
Do you have your phone?
Yes. I guess I was.
Yeah. You got to sign those.
Yeah, I'm doing the second filing.
You got distracted. Item three is discuss and take action to amend the adopted 2019 holiday schedule and Commissioners Court meeting dates. We had Thanksgiving wrong. We were trying to have Thanksgiving a week early, so we need to correct those. But Commissioner Spencer has another question.
I may have found another issue.
Let me, hold on.
Here's August.
Yeah, why would it be on Thursday, August 16th?
There's August 2019, 15th on Thursday.
Kristen.
I think we got the date, we got like on Thursday, August 16th, but the Thursday is on August 15th.
And Thanksgiving was a week early?
You're talking about a meeting date, right?
On meeting dates, yeah.
Okay. Ricky wants us to add a holiday to it.
Ricky wants it.
Okay, that should be the 15th.
August 15th?
Yeah, I'm just going to correct it on here.
Okay.
And Thanksgiving is corrected.
It's Thursday, the 15th.
What? She said the 15th. Okay. So a motion on the revised schedule?
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adopt the revised Upshur County holidays and Commissioner Court dates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's adopted. Item four is discuss and take action to approve placement of Christmas tree and dedicatory sign on the courthouse lawn. This tree is about 12 feet at its base, and it's 25 feet tall. They want to put it over here on the east side. David, did you want to address your concerns about that?
It's right up over there, but I just think without damaging that pecan, that small pecan tree and stuff, I'd rather see it go over where that stump is, where that stump used to be.
Okay. I'm going to ask the court just to approve them putting the tree up.
Okay.
And then I'll help coordinate what's best.
I'll make that motion.
And let me tell you about the sign. It's not going to be any kind of advertisement. It's just going to be dedicated to the purchaser's mother that bought the sign, that bought the tree, and it's about a $15,000 Christmas tree, so.
Is it artificial?
I'm sorry?
It's an artificial, it's not being planted or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a big artificial tree.
They're going to store it and all that, right, Judge?
Yes, we won't be responsible for any of it. We won't be putting it up.
And Judge, you're going to help coordinate where it's going to be put on the lawn, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to allow the placement of the Christmas tree and the dedicatory sign. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to allow choir to sing on the courthouse steps during Yule Fest.
We can't do that. That's for private gain on public property, so we need to just not allow that.
You're getting ahead.
Oh.
Hey, I'm rushing right along.
I was going to say.
Item five is the choir on the courthouse.
Oh, the choir. I should skip.
Only if Mike can't sing.
Well, nobody's going to pay him.
I can't sing, so I wasn't interested in that.
Yeah, we're not going to pay the choir.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to allow the choir to sing on the courthouse steps during the Yule Fest. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six, discuss and take action to allow Fred Davis to wash cars on the county-owned vacant lot on Jefferson Street.
As long as he doesn't sing, no.
Now.
We can't do that, so, because it's for private gain on public property.
And you're correct. So item six will not require any action. Item seven, discuss and take action to grant competitive bid exemption under Texas Local Government Code Section 262.024A8 for jail food and adopt required form under Texas Local Government Code Section 262.024D regarding the same. This is for an item of food is what the statute says, and the sheriff has given us the form that he would like us to adopt where they will contact they're required to contact a minimum of three vendors, and he has to keep it on this form for 5 years. How long does it say?
I have to keep it on this form and keep it in our records until it's audited.
Okay. By the auditor?
Yes.
All right. So we need to grant the exception for food and adopt the form.
I'll make a motion to grant the exception for the food and adopt the form.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the exemption for food under the local government code and adopt the required form as proposed by the sheriff. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action on proposals for NIBRS compliance software for the sheriff's office. We only have one. It's in that notebook in the record. That's the only one we received, Sheriff.
Okay.
Are you happy with that company?
Yes, I am. Can I look at the numbers right quick?
Absolutely. Or if you need time to...
That'll just take me a second.
You have a hand in the back.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge, while he's looking at the numbers, I know that y'all done the holidays and all of this, and I know that y'all have done the holidays and all of this, but when you change these November Thanksgiving dates, if you do not change the Friday, November the 29th, y'all are going to be coming and having commissioner's court on the 29th.
Let me have it.
The 29th of November, they're going to be gone. It's Thanksgiving.
This,
but it says November 27th.
This is Wednesday, November the 27th. What we adopted. I don't know if you have.
You did adopt it this morning.
Yeah, Judge Maynes, you may not have the revised list.
Okay, so, all right, I do not. Thank
yeah, we moved that meeting to.
Okay. When is, what's the holiday going to be now? Thanksgiving. What's the new dates on Thanksgiving?
28th and 29th.
Oh, okay. Well, that meeting. Yeah.
Are you okay, Sheriff?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
However you would want to do the contracts with them, I would like to, if I could, I could get the company representative here on our next commissioner's court in November, and because there's some other items also that's dealing with this too.
Okay. We need to keep that one in the record. That's the original.
Okay.
And I've got one in my office for you if you want to take it with you.
Do we need this table?
No, we need to accept the proposal. By Zarker.
I move that we accept proposals for NIBRS compliance software for the sheriff's office.
Second.
Maybe we ask who it is and how much it is.
It's Zarker's.
Hey, here you go.
Z-U-E-R-C-H-E-R.
Okay. RFP was. And what is the amount of it?
Sheriff, what is the amount?
It was a little over $356,000 for our grant.
So the motion needs to be to accept the proposal by Zarker. The motion.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to accept proposal for the NIBRS grants by Zarker.
I'll second.
All right, motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept Zarker's proposal for NIBRS compliance software. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action on forming a committee of commissioners and county employees to build an RFP for a health insurance consultant or broker.
I brought that one up, and I just think we need to move forward on the insurance for forming a consultant or a broker, or hiring a consultant or a broker, and to build an RFP.
I have a list of who I would like to see on the committee, I think that would be a good balance. Greg from the auditor's office, Anthony, said he would be willing. Chief Hazel said he would be willing. And Andy Jordan said he would be willing. And I think that we need to have one from Human Resources. So either Maddie or Kathy would be my suggestion for employee.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that tonight. And I think Commissioner Gentry and Commissioner Barca should be on that committee also.
All right.
I presume because they'll be the only two of y'all still here.
Right.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to appoint Greg Dodson, Anthony Betterton, David Hazel, Andy Jordan, a member of our HR group in the Treasurer's Office, Commissioner Burke and Commissioner Gentry, to a committee to build an RFP for an insurance consultant or broker. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I'm going to get on the board.